Good morning to all of you, and thank you for taking the time and the courage to be with us this morning. We know that there are a lot of our congregation who don't need to be out in this weather, and we appreciate their decision to be safe and be at home, but we greatly appreciate your decision to join us this morning. When Elliot told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that he and other couples were going to be gone to a retreat, I started preparing for today's lesson. Yesterday, when I finally concluded that the weather was going to be quite unfavorable and our crowd was probably going to be short, I decided to save that lesson for another time and for us to look at a different subject this morning. So if you will turn your Bibles to the 11th chapter of Matthew, we're going to look at three verses at the end of that chapter, verses that most of us are familiar with, and yet I'm sure there's a message there that is worth us reviewing or perhaps looking at in a little more depth. The words of Christ are always pearls of value to us, and these words are especially comforting to us when we really understand their meaning. Beginning in verse 28, in the last three verses of that chapter, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all of you who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A cursory reading of that is fairly easy to understand. In general, Christ is simply saying, "I am going to make your life easier." And that is a message that is true and one that has merit and some comfort to us. But I think that Christ is not satisfied with us having a general understanding of what he wants us to know. Most of the time, there is benefit for an in-depth look at what he is really saying. And honestly, when I look at this passage deeper, it becomes a little bit confusing to me. It starts out by saying, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Now, that is a comforting passage, to know that Jesus says, if you're tired, if you're weary, then you come to me and I'll see that you can be restful. A mental picture kind of flashed into my mind about what it might be like in the olden days when farmers farmed with horses and teams and plows that they walked behind, and I can just envision a farmer coming in at the end of the day, being tired, being weary, and as he is taking the harnesses off the horses, then his wife opens the back door of the little farmhouse and says, "Honey, come on in. Things are ready for supper." That would have to be a warming message in the mind of this farmer. And as he walks into the house, he's thinking, "Boy, this is really a needed welcome. I'm tired, I'm weary, and I'm coming home and to find some rest." And then Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." That's a little puzzling to me. I'm going to give you rest, but yet here's a yoke. It's sort of like the farmer walking in the house and the wife says, "Here's a broom, here's a mop, and there's a bucket of mop water in the living room floor." But wait a minute, you know. My hands are already aching from holding on to that plow all day long. I can hardly walk because my muscles are tired from trying to hold that plow in the proper furrow. My face is burned from the sun that's been shining on me all day, and I am at no strength level at all. And now you want me to take that mop and do something else. Is that the way I'm going to find my home restful and peaceful? It doesn't quite make sense to us. But that's what Jesus says. You take my yoke upon you and you learn from me because I'm gentle. Even though the wife might say, honey, I'll show you how to do this with patience. You know, that just doesn't make sense. But he goes on to say, you will find rest for your souls because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we look at this, there's really two main points that Jesus is trying to make. The first one is one of comparison. He wants to compare his yoke with the yoke that has been placed on the religious people by the Jews and the Pharisees and those of their religious world. And he says, I want you to understand that my yoke is much easier. People of those times understood what a yoke was all about. In Matthew 23rd chapter, verse 4, Jesus makes that point when he talks about the scribes and the Pharisees and all of those political leaders who he says, as teachers of the law, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Jesus says, I'm not like those people who have burdened you down with all of these commands and all of these requirements and all of these rituals. They spend all their time just making more stuff to put on your back, and they don't do anything to try to help you. They don't even lift a little finger to try to make your life easier. Jesus says, I'm not like that. First of all, my yoke isn't that heavy, and I'm gentle, and I am humble. I'm careful in heart. I do have a concern for your welfare. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 1, Paul says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Paul and the others who understood Christ's law knew that this yoke that the Jewish religion had placed upon those people was aptly described as being a yoke of slavery. It was more than they can bear. Jesus knew that. And he knew that the people were labored down with those responsibilities. Even if you took the law as God gave it in its purity, in its pure form, it was still a big burden, let alone to have it made worse by all of the additional regulations that the religious leaders placed on his people. So, first of all, Jesus says, I want you to know my yoke is easier. And then secondly, he wants them to know that they will find rest by wearing his yoke. How can you find rest by putting on a yoke? You're telling me, Jesus, that my life is going to be easier when I gear up for more labor? That's kind of like when I was a boy, Dad handing me a hoe and saying, here's a brand new hoe. Now it's going to be easy for you to chop cotton. I've spent, as many of you have, lots of days in the cotton field, and there's no way that's an easy task. And give me whatever kind of hoe you want, that's not going to be an easy device to use. I ran across a few years ago something that was kind of interesting to me. This little piece of wood. And I think it can demonstrate for us this morning what Jesus meant when he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you're going to find rest if you will take my yoke upon you. If this little piece of wood was to represent our lives, we know that life is burdened down with a lot of troubles, things that bother us, and we have to keep a thumb on our life, on everything that's there just to keep our life from falling. Because if we don't, we know it's going to tumble and we will fall. But if we take this belt and put on the end of this piece of wood representing our life, then we think it's going to fall even harder, right? But it doesn't. It doesn't fall at all. It stays there. Extra weight on our lives, a yoke on our lives, but yet it gives it stability. And so that's the way Christ's yoke functions in our life. He says, put this yoke on, and instead of your life being worse, you're going to find stability. You're going to find strength, and you'll find it easier to walk through life. In trying to understand this concept, we first might want to understand that a yoke is developed to make the task easier to accomplish. You know, when you envision the animals that used yokes back in those days, if we just tied ropes or straps around the necks of those animals for them to pull the plow or the load that they were to pull, it would have been very difficult for them. It may be choking them. It may tear their skin and create sores. But that yoke that was placed on their neck was designed so that the task they had to perform would be easier. So just by nature, a yoke says, okay, we know you've got a certain task to perform, but let's make it easier by designing something that will make that load lighter. So the nature of the yoke itself provides an easier way of life. But secondly, there is an axiom that God has created in His world, which simply says, the more you give to me, the more I'm going to give back to you. This is sort of a foundational, fundamental principle that God places in His kingdom. And we find it working over and over again. In Luke 6:38, we are told, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Here this principle is applied. It says, if you want to give me something, I'm going to give something back to you, only it's going to be bigger and it's going to be better. It's kind of like exercise. Exercise is something that's difficult for a lot of people to do because you have to exert energy. And when we know we need to exercise, we may be sitting at home in our couch after we've eaten supper, or we may just have gotten up in the morning and our body is just not full of energy. But we know we got to exercise. And the more energy we put into that exercise, the more energy we have later on to use for other things. It's sort of a crazy thing. But the more you exercise, the more strength you have to do more work. God's principle is kind of that way. The more we give to Him, the more He gives back, and the easier life becomes. You remember in Matthew, the 25th chapter, when Jesus gives us the story about the parables, the fellow with the 5 talents and the 2 talents and the 1 talent that they have. The one who was faithful with their talents, both the 5 talented man and the 2 talented man, were told this by Jesus. He says, you've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge over many. In other words, you've given what I've given you, and you have been faithful with it. You have given your effort, your energy, your interest, and your love for me in making that gift useful. I'm going to bless you with even more. And so it works that way with Christ. Whenever we take a step toward Him to do what His tasks require, He's going to take 2 steps for us and make it easier for us to accomplish. We give up freedom in order to be free. And that goes along with this yoke. And that's basically what Christ says. You come and put my yoke on you. Let me take you as my servant, and you'll find that you have more freedom than you did before. It's all about the boundaries that we set in our life. Those who are the gurus of rearing children, say that, you know, children need to know where the boundaries are. If you can set those boundaries, then the children's lives will be more productive and they will be much better children. And they give the example of children playing in the backyard without a fence. If there's no fence there so the kids know where the boundaries are, then the danger and the confusion and the uncertainty of what they are to do when their toys go into the street or into the neighbor's yard. Can I go over and get it? Can I not? Well, I'll be in trouble. I want it, but I don't have it. Mom says don't go out of the yard, but there it is. And this confusion continues to elevate in their lives. And they keep wanting to set the boundaries further out. Once the boundaries in the life of a child are set in all the aspects of his upbringing, his life is a breeze because he knows I can go here, but I cannot go there. Said, done, black and white, no issues, and I don't have to worry about it. Basically, when Christ says, you take my yoke and you put it on, we are agreeing to live within his boundaries. And when we do that, life is easy. Many of the decisions that we wrestle with are easy. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus touches on some of these things, and a lot of what he has to say refers to these boundaries that he has set in his kingdom. He talks about murder, for example. He says, now the old law says you should not murder, but he brings that boundary way in. He says, I'm not telling you don't murder. I'm telling you, you don't even let your anger get out of hand towards your brother. So if we can set that boundary and control our anger, then those other extreme measures of revenge and hate aren't even an issue. Life is much easier. We stop it in the bud. We nip it in the bud, and it's easier for us to live. He goes on to say, the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I'm telling you, I'm moving that boundary way in. You don't even lust after a woman. To put it in Clint Eastwood's language, don't even think about it. And if it's not ever a thought of ours, we don't have to wrestle with that. It's never an issue. He goes on to talk to us about other things in life, such as divorce. The Bible says, shouldn't get a divorce. The old law says you shouldn't get a divorce unless you have a certificate. I'm telling you, no, I'm bringing that boundary way in. There is no divorce except for unfaithfulness. Some marriage counselors, I think, give great advice when they say, divorce is not even a part of your vocabulary. And when that's the case, it's never an issue. It's never even considered to be a possibility. And then he talks about making oaths. He says, don't make oaths. In fact, just let your yes be yes and your no, no. You don't have to worry about, did I promise I would do this? Did I say I would do that? Did I tell someone I wouldn't do that and promise them? Just let your yes be yes and your no, no. And that simplifies life. So these boundaries that Christ provides for us does make life easier. It's sort of like this yoke is a balancing device. You know how when a fellow who's walking a tight wire across a big open space takes that balancing beam, it's like you're going to walk across this difficult device. Here's another weight to carry with you. Well, yes, it is another weight, but it has a purpose because it helps him balance. And in our life, sin is always trying to pull us down. And we need that yoke of Christ to counteract what sin is trying to do for us. In that way, his yoke makes life easier. But there's one other thing that helps us to understand why the yoke of Christ is easy and his burden is light. And that is, if you think about the yokes in the Old Testament days and in the early days of our culture, those yokes usually came in pairs. There's a yoke for one animal and a yoke for another animal to be beside him. This yoke comes as a package deal because our brethren are with us to help carry the load that we carry. Galatians 6 and 2, carry each other's burdens. Carry each other's burdens. And this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So when we put on Christ's yoke, we know that we have brothers and sisters beside us, pulling with us when necessary to help lighten our burden. One other thought before we close. He says, you will find rest for your soul. He didn't say the body's going to be restful in every hour of your life, but your soul will be restful. You know, I don't mind hard work. If at the end of the day I can see that I've accomplished something, it's rewarding. And you've all had tasks like that. They're just so difficult and you expend all of your energy, but when you get through, it's so comforting and you feel peace inside. You feel a reward inside because you've done what needs to be done. And that's what Christ is telling us. He's saying, you know, now we live in a world that's going to be burdened with all kinds of problems, and your body's going to have some tiring moments, but the rest is for your soul. And you will know, even though you're tired physically, that within there is a comfort, there is satisfaction, there's confidence, there is peacefulness, because you are walking within the guidelines that I've set up. So when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you will find rest for your souls. If we take him at his word, we'll find that he knows what he's talking about. If you're here this morning and there's anything that we can do to help you lighten your burden, we'd invite you to come as we stand and sing.